Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
Well, let's move away from the depressing stuff of water quality issues to much happier news about what's going on in the restaurant world, because we do have happy news to celebrate for the restaurant industry today. And we've also got some talking to do with the team from Eat Out and Food 24 about some of the popular articles on those sites this week. Tessa Purden is their head of content for both of the sites. Tessa, always lovely to have you with us.
Hi, Pippa. It's great to be back on the show.
And nice to be able to do it on a day in which restaurant owners are among those heaving a bit of a sigh of relief, because the announcements of the move to Level 2 last night, Tessa, have quite substantial ramifications for restaurant owners.
Yes, absolutely, Pippa. So the president announced some new adjustments to the restrictions, which includes changes to the curfew and the sale of alcohol, which both have, you know, a huge impact on the operations of restaurants. So the new curfew will change from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m., with restaurants and bars having to close by 10 p.m., which obviously allows them that extra hour to make some much-needed sales. And then there's also a new regulation around indoor gatherings, which will now allow for a maximum of 250 people, while outdoor gatherings will allow up to 500 people or no more than 50% of the venue's capacity, which was also stated in the previous regulations. In terms of alcohol, the off-site alcohol sales will now be permitted from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, where previously it was Monday to Thursday. And on-site sales will continue to operate as per the venue's license conditions up till 10 p.m. in the evening. So those are some of the really nice new restrictions for restaurants. And I know a lot of them are, as you say, sighing a huge sigh of relief.
Tessa, while we're on the subject of changes in the restrictions, you've just made me remember to tell our audience about another implication hereof. That change in the capacity for indoor and outdoor seating also impacts our theatre business. And if you listened on Friday, listeners would have heard me chatting to Jenny Resnick, the playwright and actress, about her new production Snapped, which opens at the Baxter later this week. And we said, you know, only 50 tickets available per night. Well, I'm glad to be able to tell you we checked in with the Baxter this morning and that has now gone up to 100 tickets per night, because they are able to now move to 50% of their capacity, and the capacity for that particular theatre is 200. So they've been able to double the amount of tickets available for each performance of that show. For those who were wanting to get hold of tickets, that's very good news indeed. Okay, back to the food, Tessa. I'm going to have to ask the banters in the audience to just close your ears for the next few minutes, please, because we're talking carbs, carbs and more carbs. You've got a great piece up on Eat Out about the new bakery hotspots in Cape Town.
Yes, so we're highlighting some of those gorgeous bakeries that have popped up over the last few months, some of them with quite a nice international flair and flavor. And I know you have featured one or two of them on your show in recent weeks, but we've put them in a nice little article on Eat Out. So the first one is Paris Cape Town. Yeah. That one's a key point. And it's all about bringing Paris to Cape Town, as the name suggests. So the owner, the pastry chef, and the chief baker are all French. So authenticity is what you're going to get here. They offer a beautiful range of breads, including the quintessential baguette. They've got lovely quiches, sandwiches, and then, of course, you know, the sweet stuff. Their croissants are delicious. They make a great Paris bread. It's just such a lovely little piece of France in the heart of Sea Point.
Well, someone already responding to that comment, Tessa, saying it's like walking into a real French boulangerie in Paris with a real Parisian baker. Okay, so thanks for the heads up on that. Just quickly, there's also information on South Yeaster in Hart Bay, which is a family-run artisanal sourdough bakery. Info on the Lebanese bakery and kitchen in Claremont, which is news to me, Tessa. I love Lebanese flatbreads and all those beautiful fresh, crunchy salads. Where in Claremont will we find that one?
That one is on the corner of, oh gosh, you...
I'm going to put you on the spot, sorry.
It's on a corner of two major roads at an intersection. I'm going to have to quickly Google that for you.
Okay, no problem. But in the meantime, tell us what's special about their menu.
Yeah, so being Lebanese, they make the incredible Manakish Lebanese flatbread, and their pitas are absolutely world-class. They're fluffy, they're light, and they come with sort of various fillings from egg if you want a breakfast pizza, or falafels, which is very popular. And they've also recently launched the Monday Manakish Special, which is two cheese and za'atar Manakish for 115 Rand, which you can have for sit-down or takeaway. And they also have a meat version, which is topped with grass-fed halal Angus beef mince, which sounds delicious.
Oh, that sounds divine. Okay, you'll find them on the corner of Belvedere Road and Imam Harun Road in Claremont. I did a quick Google. Yes, while you were chatting, Tessa. The last one flagged in the article, I won't revisit in too much detail because they were on with us just a week or two ago. Yaya's Table in Durban Road, Mowbray. I've now, since that interview, been there to visit them and tasted some of their amazing pastries and their great coffee. So a definite tick for me for that one as well. Okay, so the details of that are all up in the article on eatout.co.za. Last but not least, Tessa, on the Food 24 site, the SA Olive Awards were handed out last week, and an article that really just emphasizes how significantly our local olive oil industry is growing and how well we're doing in terms of the quality of what we're producing.
Absolutely, yeah. So each year, the South African olive oil industry hosts an awards to celebrate the top olive oils in the country. And yeah, there's always the belief that olive oil from Mediterranean countries like Italy or Greece is superior, but our olive oil is actually some of the best out there. For one thing, it's the freshest olive oil you'll buy. It comes straight from the farm, goes to your local supermarket. A lot of imported olive oils have traveled such a long way. And, you know, it's actually the freshness of the olive oil which gives it its unique quality. So always check production dates of your olive oils, I would say.
Okay, and also check for that seal. The SA Olive seal is a good indicator that it's locally made and the real McCoy. Tessa, very interesting to see how many different olive oils were recognized at the latest awards. I see 46 different producers represented, and that just shows how much the industry is growing. Also interested to see in your article the note on the praise heaped on them by the international judge, who was an Italian olive oil expert.
Yes, so included in the judging panel was a Italian judge. And yes, he said that he found a good percentage of very high quality oils with complexity, harmony. And he actually compared them to great paintings of the Impressionists, saying that our extra virgin olive oils had great colors that were able to arouse emotions and color the dishes of any table in the world, which I think is a lovely compliment.
It certainly is. Tessa Purden, always lovely to have you with us on the show. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, and keep well till next week.
Thanks for chatting.
Tessa Purden, the head of content for Food 24 and Eat Out. So you can look for more detail on those stories in the articles which are published on eatout.co.za and food24.com.